Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody under the sound of my voice, right now we're just going to worship God. I don't care what you're going through, let's just saturate the place with worship. Let's saturate your cars, your houses. Offer it up to Him right now. Whatever you're dealing with, just give it to Him right now. I guarantee you in this moment, if you give it up, He will give it to you. He's an awesome God. God, we love you. And we reverence your name, Jesus. There's nobody like you. God, we submit. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. You are now tuned into the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I am your host, Minister Faith Walker. We have a very empowering show for you this evening, ladies and gentlemen. Amen. So just kick back. Amen. Just let the Lord just minister to you. But first, our disclaimer, the views expressed on this broadcast in no way may reflect any staff, management, or executive team of Enterprisement Media Group. This program is not a ratchet show. It is the sword of God. Structured and in order by the anointing, there will be no foul language by anyone on this program at any time. Violators will be dismissed, no questions asked. With all that said, welcome to the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. Amen. We have a wonderful broadcast for you tonight, amen. We will be on for about an hour and 5 minutes tonight, amen. After the word of empowerment goes forth, you'll be welcome to chime in with your phone calls and with your questions and how the word of truth empowered your night, amen. The number for tonight is 347-945-5416. That's 347-945-5416. I also want to send a special thanks in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Let's go into a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your spirit, God. I thank you for your anointing that destroys every yoke, God. Lord God, cover your people right now, Lord God. We send, Lord God, a special shout out to your servant, Lord God, Dr. Ventura, Lord God. Cover him, Lord God. Cover Lady J, Lord God. Lord God, cover Letitia, Lord God. Lord, cover the man of God that's going to come forth with the word of power and truth, Lord God, even as he's already covered, Lord God, as we stood in agreement earlier, Lord God. So, Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you loose your angels, Lord God. Allow your angels, Lord God, allow your divine will to line up, Lord God, with the word of truth going in forth tonight, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you touch the hearers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for that prophet that's listening right now. We thank you for that apostle that's tuning in right now. We thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord God, who are on divine assignment, Lord God, as God has spoken and given them the charge, Lord God. Lord, we don't question your will, Lord God, because you are God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So we thank you for tuning in tonight, amen. It don't take all night to pray a prayer, amen, to reach heaven, amen. We thank you, amen. This broadcast tonight, we give a special shout-out, as I was going to say, amen, earlier. We give a special shout-out to Prophet DeJuan, amen, of the Global Market of the Prophets Institute, amen. I know I said the name kind of twisted up, amen, but Prophet DeJuan, amen. They will be having a 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. prayer Friday night. Friday night. They will be having a all-night prayer. All-night prayer, amen, at the worship place down in Jacksonville, Florida, amen. So make sure you make your way down there, amen. Also, they will be having on the 28th of next month, Juanita Bynum will be ordaining the first row of prophets down there. Amen. We thank you, Lord, that you're ordaining, you're releasing your prophets in this hour and this season, God. So they'll be ordaining and releasing prophets on the 28th of next month. So all of y'all that know a word of encouragement, keep those servants in prayer. Also, a special shout out to Dave Vine. Also, Stevie T listening in, Chill Will, the whole city side staff, amen. We thank God for them. The Power Light Management. Also, special shout out to, amen, Prince Redeem, who just newly signed Enterprising Media Group, tuning in. We thank God for him, amen. Also, to the CEO of GQ Palace, Rich Money Archibald, who is tuning in as well. Him and executive producer Lavina Polite. Special shout out to them over there at GQ Palace, amen. Definitely check them out and their programming all throughout the week on Sunday. There will be no programming on GQ Palace this Sunday. There will be no Crossroad Temple or Spiritual Sunday. But you can find us and catch us the following weekend, amen, from 7 to 10, amen, from Spiritual Sunday, also Crossroad Temple, amen. Now at this time, we're going to bring forth our scripture reading, and then we're going to bring forth our worship and praise leader, Leticia. Amen. Sister Leticia, we're going to bring her forth in Jesus' name after we do the scripture reading. And I'll be coming for St. John chapter 6. Amen. Chapter 6. I'm just being led by the Lord. No written script. St. John chapter 6, verse 43. Amen. Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, "Murmur not among yourselves." 44. "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets that they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that had heard and had learned of the Father come unto me. Not that any man had seen the Father, save he which is of God. He had seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am the bread of heaven. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." The Jews therefore strove among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Then Jesus said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. Whosoever eat my flesh and drink my blood hath eternal life. I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As the living Father had sent me, and I live by the Father. So he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. This is that bread which came down from heaven. Not as your father did eat manna and are dead, he that eateth of this bread shall live forever." We have just now read, amen, St. John chapter 6, 43 through 58. The bread of heaven, amen. The bread will fall tonight. I can guarantee you that. The bread will fall tonight, so just receive it. Prepare your hearts for the word of God. But first, we bring forth the worship and praise leader, amen, straight out of Smokes, amen, South Carolina. We bring forth none other than our worship and praise leader, Sister Leticia. Come forth at this time.
Amen. I was a wretch and done, living in a world of sin. I had no hope, no peace within. But somebody told me what Jesus did, how he gave his life. That's what he did. Now I testify, and I'm sanctified, and I'm glorified. His holy name, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Right now, if you come to him, he'll set you free. If you come to him, he'll make you free. Where there's no hope, he'll give you hope. Where there's sadness, he'll give you joy. He will pick you up and turn you around, place your feet on solid ground. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. I was a wretch and done, living in a world of sin. I had no hope, no peace within, but somebody told me what Jesus did, how he gave his life. That's what he did. Now I testify, and I'm sanctified, and I'm glorified. His holy name, come to Jesus, come to Jesus. Right now, if you come to him, he'll set you free. If you come to him, he'll make you free. where there's no hope, he'll give you hope. Where there's sadness, he'll give you joy. He will pick you up and turn you around, place your feet on a solid ground. Come to Jesus, come to Jesus right now. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Come to Jesus right now, amen, and receive salvation on today. So prepare your hearts for the word of God, and I pray that God may break up that fallow ground. If that hardened heart, the rocks have got to come out, amen. So allow God to purify you and purge you and set you free from anything that you may be going through. But we only believe in one God on this program, Jehovah, Yahweh, El Shaddai, Adonai. We believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the Messiah spoken by the Old Testament prophets, walked with 12 disciples who he chose and ordained as apostles and prophets, who laid the foundation of the New Testament church. I don't have a religion. I have a culture founded on the God-breathed, inspired Word of God. If you wish to discuss these things, you can email the president of Enterprise Media Group Marketing and Promotions at emgpresident@gmail.com, and you can put that to attention. Amen. Janaya Lady J. Lee, amen. She will definitely schedule for an appointment and make your acquaintance in Jesus' name. Now, without further ado, we bring forth the speaker of the hour. Tonight's speaker of empowerment is a young prophet come by way of Jacksonville, Florida. He is a holy lyricist. Amen. He's also vice president of Cityside Records. He is my brother, my friend, amen, to come to bring forth the word of pain straight from the holy scriptures, amen, straight from heaven. I give you no other than the speaker for this evening, amen, Mr. Dave G.O.E. Benson. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, Father God. Jesus, we thank you right now, Father. We thank you for everything that you're doing for us right now, Father God, Jesus. I ask you, Lord God, Jesus, to release your anointing on tonight, Father. Release your anointing on tonight, Father God, Jesus. I ask you on tonight, Father God, Jesus, to let the word be powerful tonight. Let the word be fruitful on tonight, Father God, Jesus. For we know, Father God, Jesus, that there is a sacrifice for the fruit, O Lord God, Jesus. I ask you, Father God, Jesus, unharden, Father God, Jesus, every heart right now, Father God, Jesus. I just ask you to break yoke tonight, to break chains on tonight, Father God, Jesus. Let the word, Father God, Jesus, be plentiful, O Lord God, Jesus. Let it nourish everybody on tonight, Father God, Jesus. Let it grow every heart tonight, Father God, Jesus. Let it plant on tonight, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Yes, God.
Amen, 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 amen. Yes. God is awesome, man. God is good, man. And, you know, man, the Lord just, you know, putting on my heart tonight, I have no script. Well, I have a couple of scriptures, but I have no sermon put together. I have no sermon set up. You know, the Lord said that he just wanted to use me tonight. And, you know, I'm going to first, you know, start it off talking about that. God is a forgiving God. You know, God is a forgiving God. The Lord is putting on my heart that so many people, they're walking around in guilt. You know, so many people, you know, they don't want to let go of old things that they have been through. You know, a lot of people, they're living in regrets, and a lot of people, they're living in denial. And, you know, the Lord wants people to let go tonight. The Lord wants people to forgive on tonight, because God is a forgiving God. God will forgive you through your mistakes. God will forgive you through that thing that you failed on yesterday, or you failed on last week, or that thing that you did a month ago. God will forgive you for that, so you don't have to walk around in guilt. You don't have to walk around feeling condemned, because there is no condemnation for those who are of Jesus Christ. So God wants to forgive you. The Bible says that a righteous man falls seven times, but he gets back up. So that thing that you think that God hasn't forgave you for, he will, you know, so that you can let go. You can let go on today. You could be freed on today by confessing. It all start off with confessing. The Bible said we confess, he would cleanse us from all our sins. So if you confess, you will be cleansed from unrighteousness. There's power in confessing. There's so much power in confessing. People don't know if they just confess to God that God will hear them. If they confess to God that he will cleanse them from all their unrighteousness. So, you know, we're going to start off talking about that. You know, God is a forgiving God. You know, God is very merciful. God is very merciful. He's a very merciful God. God is going to have mercy on who he wants to have mercy on. You know, the Bible says in Romans 9:15, for he said to Moses, I have mercy on whom I will have mercy on, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So God is going to have mercy on who he want to have mercy on. God is going to have compassion on who he want to have compassion on. You have so many people on today, they're looking at everybody's sin and saying, who's God is not going to bless, and God is not going to bless no mess. Well, you have to think about when God took you through your mess and God blessed you through your mess. You're going to have to think about the times when you didn't know God, you wasn't trying to get to know God, and how he still bless you, how he still bung you out, how he still met your needs. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So God is a forgiving God. Jesus said that he came for the sinners and those who are not righteous, and for not those who will think that they are righteous. So God is willing to forgive today. God wants to forgive you on today if you make that step. If you make that confession, God is ready to forgive you. So let go of the guilt. Let go of the stain. Let go of the guilt stains. You know, so many people have so much guilt bind up in them. So many people have so much unforgiveness bind up in them. Jesus said if we don't forgive, he won't forgive us. So you have to start off with forgiving people. So many people hurt from past relationships, from old boyfriends, hurt from how their brother did them, how their sister did them, how their mom did them, how their best friend did them. You know, they just hurt from all kind of things that they need to let go. And the Lord is saying on tonight to let go. The Lord is saying on tonight, forgive that best friend. The Lord is saying on tonight, forgive that old boyfriend, forgive that old girlfriend, forgive that those times when your mom hurt you, when your dad hurt you, when your dad said that you weren't gonna be this, your dad said that you weren't gonna be that, when your mom said that you weren't gonna be that, you weren't gonna be this. Forgive that man who raped you. Forgive that dad who child molested you when you were young, and forgive that mom or that older sister that child molested some man out here. Some man has been child molested, the Lord says on tonight, and he wants to help you forgive that father. He wants to help you to forgive that stepdad who child molested you and your mom never knew. You know, the Lord wants you to forgive on tonight. So, you know, as we talking about forgiving the Lord on forgiveness, the Lord was dealing with me about a lot on tonight, Faith Walker. Man of God, the Lord said that you have so many people that are around the wrong people in a new season. Mm. You have so many people, man of God, they're around the wrong people in a new season. Mm. And they're wondering why God is not opening certain doors. They're wondering why certain things are not happening in their life like they're supposed to, because they have their spirit open up to the wrong thing. You can't bring something old into something new. God always have to kill off the old. He always have to kill off the old. So you can't bring something old into a new season. So the old must die. The old must die. We must let the old be the old. We cannot bring the old into a new season. We must let the old be the old. We must concentrate on dying daily. We must concentrate on being crucified. Only thing God is going to use in this hour is something that is dead. Something that is dead, that's the only thing that God is going to use in this hour. So we cannot bring old things into a new season. We have to learn how to walk with the future. We have to learn how to step into our destiny. We have to learn how to walk into the future and stop looking back. In this hour and this time, we have no time to look back. This is not a place and a time that we should be looking back. This is a place and a time that we should be moving forward. God wants to release his anointing. God wants to release his spiritual blessings upon people, but people can't walk into the fullness of God because they're still living in the old. They're still operating in the old when God has placed them into a new season, when God has placed them onto a new foundation, but they're still operating in the old. God is saying cut the old loose. God God is saying close. God is saying operating in the new. God is saying he's bringing you out of your dry place. God is saying he's calling you to higher places. God said he wants to release his anointing. God said he wants to release his spiritual blessing. But you have to come out of the old and accept the brand new that God has for you. Life comes with change. Life comes with challenges. The Bible says in Joshua 1:8, study this book of instructions continuously. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. That is the way out. This word is the way out. This word is the instruction. We should be meditating on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. The word is the way. The word is the way out. If you lost, follow the word. If you want to know how to operate in your new season and receive the fullness blessings of God, follow the word. Meditate on his word day and night. If you want to prosper and succeed in all you do, meditate on his word. Follow his word, and you should obey him. Follow his instructions. Study the book of his instructions continually, Joshua said in chapter 1, verse 8. So it's important, ladies and gentlemen, that is tuning in tonight and that is listening on tonight, that we be hooked up with the right people in our new season and not the wrong. You have to be careful what your spirit is opening up to. You have to be careful what you open your spirit up to. So you know, man, I just thank God, hallelujah, as I feel his presence on tonight, as I feel his anointing on tonight, and you know, some more things that God was dealing with me on tonight and God is putting on my heart. You know, you have so many people that they're sowing on the wrong ground. God wants people to sow on good ground on tonight. God wants people to sow on good ground on tonight. There's so many people on tonight, they're sowing on the wrong ground. They're sowing in the wrong places. They're doing the wrong things with their money. They're doing the wrong things with their finances, and then they wonder why God is not blessing them. They're wondering why they're not seeing the power of God through their finances. They're wondering why they're going through that in their finances, because you're sowing on the wrong ground. God wants people tonight to sow on the right ground. God wants people tonight to sow on the right ground. Paul said, let it be an equal in your giving. Let it be an equal in your giving. Let it be an equal in your giving. You can't pay tithes just to try to receive a blessing. Just because you feel like that you're paying your tithes and you're coming to church faithful or something, that God is going to bless you. You're sowing on the wrong grounds. There's so many people paying tithes faithfully because they want a blessing from God. Paying tithes is not going to get you a blessing from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Paying tithes is not going to get you a blessing from God. That's something that you do out of the obedience of God, not to get a blessing from God. You have so many people sitting in church on Sunday, coming to church on Sunday, so many people trying to live holy, trying to do right with the wrong motives just to get a blessing from God. When it's all about your salvation, when it's all about being pure heart so we can see God, the Bible said, blessed is a peacemaker. The Bible said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, and they shall be filled. That's the true blessings behind God. Blessing is not material things. Anybody can have material things. The Bible said, godliness with contentment is great gain. The Bible said that we should be content with food and clothing alone. The blessings of God is his spiritual blessing. The blessing of God is his power, laying hands, healing. The blessings of God is prophecy, confirmation. Prophets bring a confirmation. Prophets bring a word to the nation, letting people know. So many people are so much caught up in the wrong things. And, you know, as I talk about sowing on good ground, you know, everybody got their hand out. You know, God has not placed you in everybody's life to help them. You have to be careful who you help. You have to make the right decision about who you help and who got their hand out to you. Everybody is not for you. The Bible says, love thy neighbor as they love they, as you love your neighbor as you love yourself. But you have to be careful. You can't be foolish. You have to pray for discernment in this hour that the Lord said, because if not, your pockets will always be hurt because you want to be a man pleaser. The Bible says that we should not please man, but you're trying to please everything that presents itself in front of you. You can't be a man pleaser. You can't please man. God did not put you here to please man. God put you here on assignment. God put you here for purpose and destiny. God put you here to live holy, to live righteous. God didn't put you here to please man. Man didn't die on the cross for you. Man can't save you from your sins. Man can't forgive you for your sins. I'm glad Jesus died for me, and I can have Jesus' forgiveness instead of man. Because if I had to depend on man, they'll never forgive me. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. So God wants us to sow on good ground tonight. God say people need peace on tonight. People have no inner peace on tonight. Need peace on tonight. If you want to, if you want to reign with them, you have to suffer with them. If you want to reign with them, you have to suffer with them. So many people are running from their suffering. So many people are running from adversity instead of standing in the midst of adversity. The midst of adversity is for your making. The midst of adversity is for your greater. Somebody great is coming on tonight if they hearken to the voice of God, knowing that God is a forgiving God, knowing that God wanted to sow on the right grounds, knowing that we can't operate in the old into a new season. That's on all the things that is God dealing with me tonight. God wants to give somebody inner peace on tonight. He wants to give somebody inner peace on tonight. For David said in Psalms 51 verse 2, wash me thoroughly from my mind of iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Somebody need to be washed thoroughly from their mind of iniquity tonight. Somebody need a free mind on tonight. Somebody has been mind battling tonight with lust, hurt, unforgiveness, bitterness, jealousy, wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Every man should be slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to anger on tonight. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy to be praised, O Lord God. You're worthy to be praised, O Lord God. Somebody need a new spirit on tonight. Somebody need a new spirit on tonight. Somebody wants a renewing spirit on tonight. But David said in Psalms chapter 51 verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Somebody need a right spirit within them tonight, the Lord says. Somebody need to get their heart right. Somebody's motives are wrong on tonight, the Lord is saying. Somebody's motives are wrong on tonight. Somebody's intentions are wrong on tonight. Somebody doesn't have the right motives on tonight. Somebody are doing things that they shouldn't be doing on tonight. The Lord say, get your heart right. The Lord wants to get your heart right. The Lord wants to clean you up. The Lord wants you to move with the right motives. The Lord wants you to have the right intentions. So many people ask some things from God, but their motives are not right, so they don't receive. The Bible tells us that in James. When you ask God for something, you have to have the right motives. God is not going to give you $1 million and you're going to blow it. God is not going to give you $1 million and you're not going to bless the people who he put in front of you to bless. When you ask God for something, you have to make sure that you're ready. So many people are asking from God for things, for stuff they don't even need, for wants. God is not going to give you your wants. The Bible says that God knows the things that you need of before you ask. So many people get it twisted when they say the Bible. God said he'll give me the desires of my heart. You know how many full of wrong desires you can have? You can have desires of lust. You can have a desire, man, I want to get high today. You can have a desire, man, I want to drink some hen today. God is talking about the spiritual desires of him, things for him. Lord, raise me up in the spirit, God. Exalt me in spirit, O Lord God. Anoint me, O Lord God. I have a desire, Father, to preach your word, O Lord God. I have a desire to take your word across the nations, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. That's what the Lord says when he say he will give you desires of your heart. Anybody can have money. Anybody can have a Rose Royce. We got to get ourselves right, man. The Lord said we have to get ourselves right. The Lord said we have to seek him more. So many people are spending so much time on their craft, the Lord says. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. So many people are spending time on their craft, the Lord says, instead of in his presence, instead of seeking his face. You need a word from the Lord. You need to hear God's voice for your next move, for your next step, for your direction. So many people are listening to man and to the preacher that they're not hearing God for themselves. You will never hear God if you don't die. Only person that can really hear God and walk with God, a person who is dead to himself, a person who is dead to the flesh, a person who is dead to sin. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is calling us out of our dry places. The Lord wants to exalt us, but we have to want it. Just like Joshua said in 1:8, study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper, succeed in all you do. So the key is the word. The key is Jesus. The key is his red letters. The key is the black letters. Everything in the book of the Bible is the law. It's not just the Ten Commandments. Anything that the Bible says is the law. You have to obey it. You have to follow it. the doers of the word is blessed, not the hearers. You just can't be a hearer of God's word. Going to church on Sundays and Wednesdays is not going to get you in heaven. You can still bust head wide open, the Lord say. God said if he was to come back right now and strike, there's so many people going to be left in the church. There's so many pastors going to be left in the church. Still preaching. When the person they thought wasn't going to heaven going to fly right up above them. Hallelujah, Father. The Lord wants us to get our motives right. The Lord wants us to get our attention right. The Lord wants us to know that he's a forgiving God, that he will forgive. But you have to forgive first. You have to make the first step first, just like I was saying earlier. It's somebody out there, it's some man out there right now that's listening. It's some woman out there right now that's listening that they won't forgive that person that raped them. It's some man right now that's listening that they won't forgive that man that raped them. They won't forgive that man that abused them. The Lord said that you need to forgive. It's a woman of God that's listening right now. You need to forgive. It's somebody that's listening right now that you need to forgive, the Lord says. You need to forgive. You need to forgive. You need to let things go. If you want to go come higher in the Lord says you need to forgive. You need to let things go. You need to let those shackles off your feet right now. You need to praise God right now and give him the honor right now because he has been good to you. He has spared you from a lot of things. He has kept you in times when you ain't know how things was going to happen for you. He has did things for you that you knew only it was only him. He has came through for you when your family went and come through. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. There's so many people getting weary and well doing, but we can't get weary and well doing for us because in due season we will reap. The Lord says, stop letting people get up under your skin, the Lord says. Hallelujah, Father. So many people letting people get up under their skin. So many people, the Lord says, letting people get up under their skin. So many people letting people judge their walk. Stop letting people judge your walk. Keep your eyes on Christ. Keep your mind on God. Keep your mind on God. Stop worrying about what people think about you. Keep your mind on God. Keep your eyes on Christ. Don't let people judge your walk. Examine yourself. You ask the Lord, Lord, examine me, God. Anything that's not like me, Father, take it away, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Watch your walk. Watch your walk. Watch the things that you do around people. Watch the things that you tell people. It's not everybody's business to know your business. Hallelujah, the Lord says. Hallelujah. It's not everybody's business to know your business. You can't tell people everything. Everybody's not for you. Everybody don't want to see you happy. Everybody don't want to see you grow in God. People will hold you back just because the anointing is on you and they see the anointing that's on you. That's why you can't be around old people in a new season. The Lord says people need to be praying for divine connection. You need divine connection. Divine connection can bring you up in the spirit. Divine connection can take you to the next level that you need to do, whatever that you're doing for the Lord in your preaching and your prophesying. If you're trying to be an apostle, if you're an evangelist, the Lord said, pray for divine connection. He was saying the right prophet to raise you up. He was saying the right pastor to raise you up. He was saying the right minister to raise you up. He was saying the right apostle to raise you up. Divine connection. That's what we need in this hour. Divine connection. We need to focus on our assignments, the things that we're assigned to in this hour. Hallelujah, Father. Don't lose track. Don't lose your focus. Keep your minds on Christ. Take your mind off people. So many mind on people, flaws in what they doing and what this and what this and what this and what this. Paul said judge the ones that are in the church, not the ones that's in the world. So many people stuck inside of the church when we need to step outside of the church. The sinners need us better than the church folks because church folks going to hell. It's a lot of church folks going to hell, the Lord say. It's a lot of church folks going to hell, the Lord say. But it's a lot of sinners that the Lord for to clean up. It's a lot of sinners that the Lord for to clean up. And the sinners going to love them. The sinners going to love them more than the church folks because the church folks don't forgot where they came from. Church folks don't forgot where they came from. That's why Pook and Rayway don't want to come in the church because the church folks don't forgot where they came from. Church folks act like they ain't never been no street, but like they ain't never been in the streets. They ain't never drunk. They ain't never thug. They ain't never smoked crack. Got some people that came on the street don't smoke crack. And they act like they forgot where they come from. But when somebody else come in, they got their nose tooted up. You got old women in the church, been in church 40, 50 years, and they still don't want to speak. They still got nasty attitude. You got to break their neck before you to speak to them. That's not God. The church is nothing but a building. We bring the spirit to the building. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Father. I have no paper. I have no pen. I'm just speaking out what the Lord has given me. Hallelujah, God. People need to get their mind right for Christ. People need to turn their heart to Christ. Take your mind off people. Take your eyes off people and focus on Christ. Focus on your salvation. So many people, they're so busy preaching to other people, you can't see what you're doing. You can't see your flaws. You spiritually drained. You ain't got nobody pointing you. Take your mind off people, man, and focus on your salvation. The Lord is requiring a better relationship from a lot of people that's listening tonight. The Lord wants more of you. The Bible says, draw nigh to him, and he'll draw nigh to you. The Lord wants more of you. For the people that's listening that's not saved, if you draw nigh to God, he'll draw nigh to you. For the people that's not saved, Jesus died for your sins. He died for your iniquities. He died so that you can repent. He died so that you can repent. He died so you can be cleaned up. He died for that. Jesus said that we should have life and have it more abundantly. You don't have to live the street life. You don't have to live a strip club life. You got so many women, they want to be strippers. They want to strip. They think their body is what's going to sell because their mama ain't grew up. Jesus could be your mama and your daddy because your mama ain't raised up or because your daddy ain't raised up. Jesus could be your daddy and your mama. God could be your daddy and your mama. He's a father. He's the father to the fatherless. Believe that. You don't have to look at man for everything that you need. Allow God to place the people that he wants to place in your life. So many people don't want to suffer from being lonely. You have to go through loneliness. It's something that you have to go through. That's why the Bible says, for those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, they should be filled. Allow God to fill you. Allow God to move that lonely spot. Trust me, I've been there and I've done that. And there's some things that I'm still dealing with to this day. That I have to be filled more by God to learn how to walk alone with God. Sometimes God will hide himself from you. If God hide himself from you and you always listen, used to listen to God's voice, what you going to do when he hide himself? And you can't already not put up with loneliness. You're going to go crazy. You're going to be a fornicating dog. You're going to be a dog in heat. Because you don't want to be alone. You don't know how to be alone. So you got to be around this person or that person to try to get what God want to what I fill you with. But you're looking at a human to give you what you need to fill you with or to love you what God want to do that at. God want to love you. God want to fill you. God want to move all that hurt out of you. God is calling people higher on today, man. He really is, man. God is calling people out of their dry places on today. God wants people to forgive on today. God wants people to know when you fall, get back up. God is a forgiving God. Stop walking around with that guilt, man. So many people walk around with guilt on them. It's a shame. Some people don't let God say, hallelujah, Father. The Lord say, people don't let guilt. People don't let their struggles spray them back to the street. Spray them back to the strip club. Spray them back to writing checks. Spray them back to doing this. Spray them back to doing this. Because where they messed up at, where they failed at, so they feel like they weren't worthy of God's love, so they went back. They backslid. When God was ready to forgive you, only thing you had to do was repent and mean it with a sincere heart. You have to confess. You have to step to the throne of grace bold. It's power in confession. You have to confess. Some things people, hallelujah, Father, thank you, Jesus. God gives some people thorns. God gave Paul a thorn. God gives some people thorns. Sometimes God will place a thorn in you. Because if you don't have a struggle, how can you continually serve God if you ain't got some type of struggle? Somebody, a prophet, whoever they lie, they'll sit here and lie to you if they say they ain't going through something in their life. If they ain't going through nothing in their life, they don't need God. We all need God for something. It's always something going to be going in our life so that we can serve God. God's plan is to reveal himself. God's plan is to show you how real he is and how he can show up and how he can restore and how he can change your whole situation in the drop of a dime. Hallelujah, Father. God is the one that changed circumstances. God is the one that breaks yokes and chains. God is the one that plants. God is the one that make the plants and the seeds grow. We do the planting. We do the seed, and yeah, we do that too. But God is the one that truly makes you grow. We can't change a person. It's God that does the changing. It's God that brings the deliverance. And God's word in Corinthians, Paul said that preaching is foolishness to God. Preaching is foolishness to God. God did that because us humans, how we think, how we move, how ignorant we are. That's why the word says that we pass from the lack of knowledge. People want to spend time doing everything else, but they don't want to open their Bible. They don't want to read. They don't want to study. They don't even want to talk to God. They don't even want to pray. But you want something from God, though. But you want that new car, though. So many people got so much knowledge to now where they, God says so many people got so much knowledge to where they think they know it all. They slacking on their read. They slacking on their praying. They read when they want to read. They pray when they want to pray because they think they know it all. We got to check ourselves, man. We have to examine ourselves, man. We have to examine ourselves every day. We have to confess ourselves. Lord, take away my pride, God. Lord, take away my selfishness, God. Help me, Lord. Help me, God. That's all a humble person is. A humble person is somebody who is bold. A humble person is somebody who know that there are nothing in themselves, but to Christ, they're everything. That's all a humble person is. Lord, I know I ain't nothing, but through you, God, I know I'm everything, Lord. Through you, God, I know I can do all things that strengthen me. Paul said that he's the base and the bound. Paul said he has learned. Paul said he know how to be hungry. Paul said he know how to go without. Paul said that he was content. Paul said he pressed forward, leaving the old things behind. We have to press forward, man. It's all about pressing. It's all about pressing forward. It's all about getting back up. It's all about getting back up. If you fall, don't stay there. Get back up. But we can't always use the excuse of falling. I told myself that 2 days ago. Lord, I ain't for the be everybody quit to say, oh, we all fall short of the glory. We all fall short of the glory. We all fall short. We all fall short. Man, I told Lord, I'm tired of that. God, I'm tired of that. Lord, I don't want that in my vocabulary. Lord, I don't want that to be my mindset. God, I'm tired of that. Lord, kill that. Kill that mindset. Lord, send me correction. Lord, send me true accountability. Who needs some true accountability out there? The Lord said some people need some true accountability out there. You need somebody that's going to be truthful with you. You need somebody that's going to be real with you. You need somebody that's going to tell you your flaw and don't mind seeing your record up face and don't mind putting up with your nasty attitude and still tell you to get you what you need to know. Because if you ain't had that, what would you be? What would you be if you ain't had that person that was on your bike? Where would you be if you ain't had that true accountability? What would you be? Would you still be serving God? If you weren't broke right now, would you be serving God? But see, you broke. The Lord says some people broke, so they serving me. But soon as they get on their feet, soon as I bless them, soon as I bless them, soon as they get on their feet, they're going to turn. That's why I ain't blessed them yet, because they hard ain't right. They heart ain't right. Then some go, oh, hallelujah, Father. I hear you, God. God said he going to bless some people just so you can blow it. So I'm going to show you how much you ain't ready. You want it so bad, huh? There you go. Now watch how make it go. Watch how I be what you want so bad. Watch how what you want so bad be your downfall. Going to be your downfall. Going to stray you away from me. And then when you lose it all, then I'm going to make your heart right. Then I'm going to make your motives right. Then the next time I bless you, you're going to be really thankful for it. The next time I bless you, you're going to do the right thing for it. Because you're going to see how much you're backslidden and how much you spread away from it. Man, we have to learn to be thankful and content for the things that's in front of us, man. We have to truly learn to be grateful, man, for the things that we really have, man. Some people think they're in a bad situation, and somebody out there, they got it way better than you. They got it 10 times better than you. 10 times better than you. Be thankful where you're at, man. Thank God for where you're at. Praise God for where you're at, man. Victory is yours, man. Through Christ Jesus, then you are more than a conqueror. Everything that we see now is temporary. You have to believe that. Faith are the things that are hoped for, something that are things that are not seen. We walk by faith and not by sight. You have to walk by faith and not by sight. You can't worry about the future. You can't worry about the future. You just got to let God be God. So many people trying to wonder about what God going to do in their life. Allow God to be God in your life. Follow his word. Follow his word. Allow God to be God. Joshua 1:8, study this book of instructions continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Let God be God. Focus on the word of God. If God gave you a vision, walk that vision out. Stay in his will. His will is his word. Once you get outside his word, guess what? You outside his will. People think, oh, I'm doing the vision of God gave me. That don't mean you're in the will of the Lord. That don't mean you're in the will of the Lord because you're doing the vision that God gave you. His will is his word. But if you're outside his word, how can you say you're in God's will and you're fornicating every day? But because you're following the vision of God, No. No. God don't work like that. A true Christian, somebody who truly believes in God, somebody who truly been born again, they can't sin every day. They don't practice sin. A true believer don't practice sin. That's what a lot of things that we have to get straight in the church, too. The church has to change, man. The church looks just like the world when you walk in the church. These days, you can't tell the difference from the world and the church. Go to church, you got gay boys in the choir, twisting everywhere, saying, and all that, though. That ain't God. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. The Bible says do all things in decent and in order according to the saints. So many people out of order. How you say you serving God and you ain't got no order in your life? God is a God of order. God is a God of order. How you serving God and you ain't got no order in your life? Your priorities ain't straight. That's the first order. That's the first step. In your life, priorities. How you say you serving God and you ain't got no order in your life? Order is part of priorities. If your priorities ain't straight, how you gonna expect God to raise you up? How you gonna expect God to really bless you? And you can't even handle your priorities for the first little bit of things that God has entrusted you with. So how you expect God to bless you with something more? I feel the anointing on tonight. I really do. I feel the anointing on tonight. I feel God's presence on tonight. Hallelujah, Father. So everybody needs to know out there that this is an hour that in the new season, you can't hang around the wrong people in the new season. Everybody needs to know tonight this is an hour that you need to pray for divine connection. Everybody needs to know this is an hour tonight that you need to sow on good grounds. Everybody know that this is our tonight that you have to learn how to suffer. You can't run from adversity. God gets his attention. God gets people attention through adversity. Think about the adversity that has happened in your life. If it wasn't for adversity, would you be saved right now? If it wasn't for adversity, would you be serving God right now? If it wasn't for adversity, would you be filled with the Holy Spirit, filled with the anointing right now? If it wasn't for the adversity that God brought in your life to get your attention, to draw you over to him. People need peace on tonight. People need inner peace on tonight. The Lord says people need inner peace on tonight. Hallelujah, Father. I feel the anointing. Somebody need inner peace on tonight to go through. You need to equip yourself now, baby. You need to equip yourself now, baby, so when that time comes, you will know how to go through what you need to go through. Spend your time in that word because guess what? Your struggle is coming. Your suffering is coming. The kingdom of God is about losing things. God, take things from you to see if you trust them. If you can't trust God, how can you grow in God? How can you come up in God? The kingdom of God is about losing things. Job lost everything, but he got double for his trouble. And some people offer to go through what Job went through. Some people offer to go through what Job went through. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Some people offer to go through what Job went through. And you need to equip yourself now. You need to put your whole armor on now. You need to get in your word now. You need to build a prayer life with God now. Everything God preaches and cream now, but when you fall, is you still going to serve God? If you lose your car today or tomorrow, you still going to serve God? Is you going to get on that bus? Is you going to drop that pride and get on that bus? Is you going to drop that pride and call that taxi cab? Is you going to drop that pride and call who you need to get you a ride? Pride is Pride is stopping people from serving God. Pride is stopping people from going high in God. Because you don't really want to put your pride and your selfish self to the side. So pride is stopping your growth. Selfishness is shrinking your growth. Every time God for to really bless you, every time God for to get ready to exalt you up, you let your pride take control. You let your selfishness take control. You let your desire take control, the Lord says. I'm just letting God use me on tonight. I have nothing written down. I'm just letting God use me on tonight. You know, and I just thank him. I just praise him. Hallelujah, Father God, Jesus. Lord God, Father, hallelujah, Jesus. I decree and I declare righteousness into the atmosphere, Father. Help somebody to live right on tonight, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father God, Jesus. Help somebody to live holy on tonight, Father God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I speak holiness into the atmosphere, Father God, to the listeners on tonight, oh, Lord God, Jesus. Change someone's mind frame, oh, Lord God. Renew them in spirit, oh, Lord God, Jesus. Somebody is crying out to you right now, oh, Lord God, Jesus. Somebody is on their knees, oh, Lord God, Jesus. Somebody won't let go on tonight, Father. The Lord said, you need to cry on tonight. The Lord says, cry. The Lord says, cry on tonight. The Lord says, cry on tonight. The Lord say, this cry that you will cry right now today will release. Somebody needed a release on tonight. Somebody need a release on tonight. The Lord said release on tonight. The Lord said let go on tonight. The Lord says forgive on tonight. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. I pray that yoke shall be breaking, oh, Lord. I pray that chains shall fall off right now, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I speak overflowing to finances on tonight, oh, Lord God. Meet every need on tonight, oh, Lord God. Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Help that mom, Father God, Jesus, to love that paralyzed child more, Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Help that mom to love that child that brings hurt in her life, that child that dad left her, so now she's mad at the child, the Lord says. Hallelujah, Father. Help her to love on tonight, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Your word there, Father. I give you the praise, oh, Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Release your anointing on tonight, Father. Release your spiritual blessings on tonight, oh, Lord God, Jesus. So many need a spiritual blessing from you tonight, God. So many need to be raised up in spirit on tonight. So many need to be filled with your spirit on tonight, oh, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I hear you, God. I hear you, Lord. The Lord said that we cannot use our opinions to draw people over. We cannot use our opinions to witness to people. We cannot use our opinions and tell people and lie and say the Lord says this and the Lord says that with an opinion. Jesus told his disciples, don't worry about what to say, because when our hour comes, the Holy Spirit will give you all things to say. The Lord says, be led by the Holy Spirit. When you witness, when you talk, when you open up, everything you do, let the Lord lead you. Let the Lord guide you. Stop lying to people and telling people what the Lord said, and it's your opinion and it's on how you feel. Your opinions can't get nobody into heaven. Your opinions can't make nobody grow. Only the words from the Holy Spirit can make a person grow. Only the words from the Holy Spirit can bring forth fruit. We have to be fruitful. The Lord says, I hear you, Father. The Lord said that. We hang around people that can't even bring us no fruit in our life. They can't bring us no type of fruit. They ain't doing nothing but draining you at spirit, causing you to stumble, causing you to fall. You ain't got enough power to remove, so the Lord had to remove. And you still crying. For what? They weren't bringing you no fruit. They weren't helping you in your walk with God. How they helping you in your walk with God and they causing you to stumble? How they helping you in your walk with God? My pastor told me, hallelujah, Father, I hear you, God. I hear you, Father. My pastor told me, if a person don't bring me no conviction when I talk, that Facebook. The Lord say deactivate that Facebook. The Lord say deactivate that Instagram. All that time taken away from God. If you ain't letting God use you, now why you on it? Why you on it? This is a time to be used by the Lord. This is a time to be an ambassador. We are ambassadors for Christ. When we plead for Christ. We plead for him. It's about him. It ain't about us. It's about him. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you, Father. Father, as I pray, as I, God, Jesus, I just ask you, Father, God, Jesus, that you meet every need on tonight, Father, God, Jesus, that you send adversity to your people, Lord God, Jesus, to wake them up, oh Lord God, Jesus. That you put it on your people mind, Father God, Jesus. That you put it on your people conscience, Father, to study to show thyself approved, oh Lord God, Jesus. That you help your people, oh Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. For you want to see no man destroyed, oh Lord God, Jesus. For you want everybody to repent, oh Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I just ask you, oh Lord God, Jesus, that you renew minds on today, oh Lord God, Jesus. That you renew minds, oh Lord God, Jesus. That you renew hearts, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. So many people going through in their minds. So many people battling their mind, oh Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I bind the adversary, oh Lord God. I bind every demonic spirit. I bind every tormented spirit, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Release your anointing in the air on tonight, Father God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Let this anointing, Father God, break yokes. Let this anointing, Father God, Jesus, break chains on tonight. Let this word, oh Lord God, Jesus, convict the heart on tonight to repent, Father God, Jesus, and turn. Let this word on tonight, Father God, Jesus, let the people know, oh Lord God, Jesus, that you want to forgive them, that you want them to sow on good ground, that you want them to pray for divine connection, that they can't operate in the old, Father God, Jesus, and try to bring the old into the new, oh Lord God, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Give your people peace. Give your people inner peace, oh Lord. Lord God Jesus. Hallelujah, Father. Let your people know, oh Lord God Jesus, they keep their mind on you, oh Lord God Jesus, that you will keep them at perfect peace, Father. I thank you, Father, and I praise you, oh Lord God, for the people's victory, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I'm going to turn it back to you, Faye Walker.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't y'all give God a praise? Amen. Why don't y'all give God a praise? For this man of God, amen, who God has called, amen, with all heaven authority, all heaven power, amen. We thank God on tonight, amen. And I'm just going to bless this man of God, everybody, every fivefold minister who knows the word of prayer. I'm just going to cover you, man of God. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, touch your anointed vessel right now, Lord God. Lord God, I decree and declare, Lord God, that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you fill your vessel afresh, God, with fresh oil, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God. And I ask, Lord God, that you bless him 100-fold, Lord God, his ministry, Lord God, whatever he stretched forth his hands to, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, he shall prosper, Lord God. And Lord God, I thank you that many shall be one, Lord God. Many shall be one. For your honor and your glory, hallelujah, God. We thank you for the cutting tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the purging tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the pruning tonight, Lord God. Lord God, the wisdom of man has got cut down tonight, Lord God. The pride of man have got cut down tonight. Hearts have been bust open tonight, Lord God. But you know what? We thank you. Rebuke a wise man, he'll love you. But only a fool will get anger. So we thank you, God, for your cutting, and we thank you for your healing, God, that we may grow correctly and align to the will of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Amen. You have just heard our power and word from the young prophet himself. Amen. Amen. Our brother Dave Benson. Amen. Amen. We bless God for Mr. G.O.E. Amen. Amen. He's a holy lyricist. Amen. It says,
hallelujah.
God over everything, plain and simple.
Hallelujah.
God
hallelujah.
Over everything. Amen. So we thank you, God, for this anointed man of God. And I didn't understand it, amen, because God had laid on my heart many weeks ago, said, let the young man of God go. Let him bring forth the word, amen. And so I said, okay, God, thou knowest all things. Amen. So he began to speak tonight, amen. Then your hearts burn tonight. See, the
amen.
Spirit of the prophet bear witness to the prophet, amen. And if you know, if you have the Holy Spirit, you felt it in your spirit tonight, amen. You felt the cutting, you felt it, amen. So we thank you, God, on tonight. In Jesus' name, as we get ready to close, I'm going to bring back our speaker for the final words, amen, and we're going to gird up our loins and govern ourselves accordingly, amen. There will be no phone calls tonight. No phone calls whatsoever. I don't think another word. need to be said, amen, unless we have a caller on.
Hello?
Oh, yeah, okay, okay. I was just saying, amen, there will be no calls on tonight. There's nothing else need to be said because God has said everything. So, Mr. Gio, we, Brother Dave, come back for final words on tonight, amen, before we leave on out of here.
Man, the Lord is good, and you know, man, I just want to, you know, share with people, man. I'm not going to share my testimony with my past. I'm just going to share my testimony, you know, with me being saved. You know, with me being saved, you know, man, I made a lot of mistakes on this walk. You know, I'm only 25 years old, and I've been saved going on almost 4 years, man. And, you know, God is just starting to raise me up as a prophet, you know, and, you know, a man of God laid hands on me. You know, and ever since then, you know, I've been prophesizing and different things like that. I always had dreams and told people about dreams that came true. And to this day, I still have dreams and they come true. You know, and God just have been doing miracles, man. You know, ever since I've been prophesizing and different things like that. And, man, I just want to share my testimony real quick, man, with me being saved. I made so many mistakes on this saved walk. You know, fornicating, you know, sleeping with different women and different things like that. I always was convicted by God, you know, so I could never do it consistently because I was truly born again. But in certain areas, man, I was really falling short, you know, and, you know, it was really for my making, man. You know, I went through a lot of things. I went through a lot of persecution. It was so many people that I believed in and allowed them to try to teach me and guide me. But, you know, what the Lord had to deal with me by that, in John it says that the anointing teaches all the things that we need, you know, that we need not no one to teach us. So it is the anointing. You have to be taught by and be sitting up under the anointing. Because once you sit up under the anointing and once you are being taught by the anointing, see, some people take that scripture and they feel like, oh, no, can't nobody tell me that. Can't nobody teach me that. No, the anointing that's in people, the anointing that God, the vessel, the person that God has anointed is the one that teaches people all things, the anointing. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I just encourage people out there, if you are an apostle, if you are a pastor, if you are a minister, if you are a prophet, don't let your mistakes make you. Don't let your mistakes draw you away from God, because through all that, God knows your heart. See, if you have the heart to truly do the right thing, even though through the times that you fail and the times that you fall, God can bring you up, God can raise you up. All of that is for your making. Your greater is coming. Through all of that, is going to be a powerful testimony. Through all of that, God is going to use you like never before. Like the young lady said, I think her name is Jalen Carl, when she was talking about there's a pressing in the spirit. She feel a breaking in the spirit. You know, she feel a beating in the spirit. You know, God beats us. God chastises us. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you know, I just encourage you. I encourage the apostles, the ministers, you know, the pastors, and, you know, everyone, man, that's listening, that the mistakes that you made on your walk is for your greater. The mistakes that you made on your walk is going to make you more discerned, have more wisdom, have more knowledge than that you ever made. You know what I'm saying? Because the best of them fail and the best of them make mistakes, man. So, you know, I just encourage the world, man, that, you know, let's get the mind frame of falling short out of our mind frame. Let's get that is the hour that God is telling the prophet that all that falling short, everybody falls short of the glory, it's not the hour for that. God really needs us to use us. This nation is for to go through some things, the Lord says. This nation, it's a season of persecution. It's a season of slandering. It's a season of people gossiping. This is the season. The Bible said, do not let your good be evil spoken on. So as the prophet says on tonight, keep your business to yourself. Keep your struggle to yourself. That thing that you struggle with God, keep that to yourself. Confess that to God. Confess that to God. If you don't have no true accountability to someone that you can really be entrusted into, your good will be evil spoken on. Mark my word. So keep things to yourself, man, the Lord says. The Lord says, tell him all your problems. Tell him all your problems. Tell him. You know, so I just wanted to share that, man, you know, through my testimonies with my walk with Christ, man. I made a lot of mistakes, you know, and God is still raising me up today. But through my mistakes have made the best out of me. Lord knows they have.
Amen. Amen. Well, we bless you. Amen. Man of God, amen. We bless you. Amen. We were definitely blessed on tonight. Amen. So we thank you for coming by, taking time out of your schedule. Amen. We thank God for what he has been doing tonight. Amen. So God has confirmed words to everyone tonight. Hold yourself accountable. Amen. And allow the Spirit of the Lord minister to you. This has been the Mantle of God Empowerment Program. I was speaking for tonight was Brother Dave G-O-E. Amen. What you hear is Stacy Weaver of Cityside Records. I repent. Allow the Word of God to minister to you on tonight. God bless you. If you desire to get in contact with us, email emgpresident@gmail.com. God night. God bless you.
Though I've been set free, at times I am struggling between a want and a need. So I put on a breastplate and grab a shield of faith, wear a helmet of salvation, and shod my feet with the preparation. And grab a sword that is the Word, and gird my waist with truth to be prepared to be filled by you. I repent, I turn away, no longer the sin that have its hold on me, to your precious amazing grace, and yet to the choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. Flesh is a weak thing that has little restraint. I'm liable to draw faint, but in the Lord my strength is regained. And at the cross, all sins are lost, and I claim the victory as I shout and praise my God. I repent, I turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me, through your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's the choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away. I do not battle this fight alone. I'm with the Lord, I am his own. I do not battle this fight alone. I go up strength when I bow down, and his throne. I turn away, no longer does sin have its hold on me, through your precious amazing grace, and yes, it's a choice that I make each day, to hear your still small voice, listen, trust, follow and obey. I repent of my sin and turn away.